Uncle Johnny to just like get with the program and get on the one that we picked out for him. It matches his colors and everything. It's got the nice basket so he don't have to like hurt his back carrying his book bag. I mean, it's just perfect for him. This is his thieves right here. Just pull this off and get the round, round man. Round, round man. I told the camera, this the Uncle Johnny mobile.
What up, y'all? It's Uncle Johnny.
I'm the professor.
And welcome to our podcast. Today we're out in the street asking people different questions. There'll be times when we'll do interviews. There'll be days when it's just us sitting down, talking, busting it up like we used to. But we just open up the camera and let other people kind of peer in on some of our conversations.
We like to come at things theologically. The theological always informs the cultural, the sociological, the anthropological, the missiological, all the ologies, all of the Asians. You know what we do. This is how we do it. Uncle Johnny and the Professor Tadia.
We hope that y'all would join on, that y'all would like, that y'all would share, that y'all would subscribe to our channel, that y'all would follow us as we look to, once again, in a different way, look to engage the culture. So come on and hang out with us.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
All right.
We're from a podcast called Uncle Johnny and the Professor. I'm the Uncle Johnny. This cat is a professor, for real. And so we got a history in hip hop, and we got a history in the church and Christianity. Today we're asking questions. What's your thoughts, man, just about the American church today?
It's pretty judgmental. A whole lot of people out here, you know, shacking up or whatever you want to call it. Church folks got a whole lot to say about stuff like that.
Interesting.
How about I ain't doing that personally though.
Gotcha. Okay. Just for the record.
Single bachelor.
Okay. Yeah. What would you say about the black church and what the general thoughts are?
I rock with the black church.
Okay.
A little less judgmental. Still got their foot down be on you about doing the right thing, but okay. They know everybody human, ain't nobody perfect.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So we got this cross section for us where we don't just talk about church stuff, we talk about hip hop. So hip hop arguably is probably the biggest, most impactful cultural phenomena in our time. They won't give us credit for it, no doubt.
Since the civil rights movement.
Right.
Like one of the most impactful contributions the black community has made.
But really, not just to the world. Right,
exactly. Absolutely. Right.
So what's your just general thoughts about hip hop today? The culture of it, the music of it, just all encompassing.
I mean, I like the down south hip hop.
Okay.
I'm from Belmont.
Okay.
15 minutes south.
Okay.
Uptown.
Yeah.
North Carolina.
Okay. But I rocks with the baby. He the best out here killing the game.
The baby.
How do these two go together, if at all? The church and hip hop. Because a person who says I identify with the hip hop context, do they have a place when it comes to the church? Or is it one of those things you pause your hip hop, you go to church, you leave church, you pick back up your hip hop? Are they integrated? Do you, like, what are we talking?
Well, me personally, it's integrated. I mean, I listen to some of the crazy on my way to church, but believing in Jesus and trying to do the right thing every day. I mean, hip hop rapping about what we live in, some of us live.
Right.
Just try to do the right thing.
So they go together for you?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a church that puts them together well?
No.
Okay.
Jeremy.
Pleasure, man. And what's the dog's name?
That way.
That way.
Yeah.
What up, that way?
For the culture.
Oh, yeah. He hip hop. So the question we've been asking a lot of people today is, number one, just your general thoughts about the American church today. Just what do you think about it?
A lot of them are mess.
A
lot of churches are
mess. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
A lot of them are mess. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes it depends on the congregation, the pastor, the deacons.
Okay.
You can't put your finger on which one don't need to really be there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But
if there's one bad apple in the crowd, though, you know everybody going to the church. So what we going to do with Pastor Deacon Sons? Deacon Sons will be on Friday and Saturday night. Stop following that man. Okay. And follow your own mind, okay, your own heart.
Okay. What's your thoughts about hip hop?
Hip hop a mess too, depends on what you're saying. I listen to hip hop.
It's
a mess too.
What do you think about when you think about those two worlds coming together? Can that even happen? Is there a place for the hip hop culture in the church? Do you see it? Do you think it's possible?
Yes. And about that. Now when you're doing that, make sure your choreographer, whoever putting this together, they don't be in the club on Friday and Saturday night and have them girls and boys up in the church. You know, you done seen it. Y'all know what I'm saying.
You do.
If you're going to put hip hop in church together, keep it.
We were talking about how hip hop is more than just its music. It's his whole culture. It's his whole way of life, mannerisms, his slang, his mindsets, his heroes, his perspective. So a person who's hip hop, even when they're not rapping or even when they're not listening to rap, if it's in you, if you're part of like that generation that kind of is just familiar with it, you've been impacted by it, right? Mm-hmm. And so if they come to the church, would you say, like, have you ever gone to a church where you can see the presence of hip hop beyond its music? Even when they're just doing normal praise, worship, preaching.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the words and the movements, the emotions. You got to.
Distinction.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, you know, and what you're wearing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't wear your Friday nightclub outfit on Sunday morning and doing, you know.
Right. Yeah, you can't just do any old thing, but if you could put it together right, you're saying it would be a good thing.
Do it right.
What's your general overall feeling about the American church today?
Fakeism.
Okay.
What is it that makes the fakeism
come truth without proof?
Truth without proof.
They have the form of godliness, but when it comes to the action, they don't, you know, it's a lot of people that's church hurt.
Would your answer change with a black church?
Same thing.
Okay.
It's even worse. When I was going to church, like the pastor would say certain things, I write certain stuff down, I get back home and I'm
People say that.
And then when I get back, I'm like, can I talk to you, Pastor? Oh, give me a minute. Then send me through like three different associate ministers and all that just to get to them. I'm like, see what I'm saying? Like,
so church politics.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I believe hip hop today, the culture, has lost its substance.
Hmm.
Back in my generation, it was Cool G Rap. Boogie Down Productions, you know, Nas.
Yeah.
It was a different lifestyle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When something loses its taste, its savor, is because it lost the substance.
Okay, excellent. Lost its savor because it lost its substance. Yeah. If somebody were trying to reclaim, reimagine the era of savor meets substance, right? So they say, I am hip hop. I'm not giving it over to this new substanceless. But I'm also in love with the Lord Jesus. I want the church in my life. I'm part of the church. Is there a way for that person to bring those together? And have you ever really seen it in a compelling way?
Nope. Now, I'm not saying I don't get down with Jesus, because I love him.
Okay.
I love God.
Okay.
I just don't like the systematic way of where they're doing it, and all the politics and all that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's about love.
Right.
That's the one, and like, key essential thing to make it into heaven is love, period.
Hmm.
Period. He said, I didn't come to change the law, but I came to fulfill it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I ain't changing nothing.
Damn!
I'm just saying.
Professor, Uncle Johnny.
Thank you, man.
You've given us more than we asked for.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So if I just hear American church, I'm thinking of the religiosity of Americans in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Americans in general.
Yeah, especially in the South. You know, I just think of the typical, like, Bible Belt, Protestants, especially in this area.
Protestant.
Yeah, if I'm thinking of an American church and that have American values.
Okay. And what's your thoughts about that?
So, I'm not religious myself, but I grew up Baptist, with my family.
Okay.
So, it's a way of life, and it kind of helps with like family values, so I do understand the benefits of it, but I do think most of it's antiquated and you know, sexist.
Okay.
Normally, I think we would skip this question, but I'm not going to skip this question because we really want to get take from people, maybe just from your outside view in. How do you describe, or if you had to describe somebody, what your thoughts are about the black church? What do you think?
So that term I'm actually more familiar with than just American church.
Wow.
Because especially, at least from a white perspective, you hear like, this is a black church, or, and it's usually, I don't know, from what I've experienced, a positive connotation.
Excellent.
Of, you know, like more of a family and like more of a community center point and focal point for morality and ideas.
Excellent.
For the community to follow.
Excellent.
At least in the South.
No, excellent.
There's arguments on both sides that, okay, you know, hip hop is like driving cultural ideas, but you can also flip that around and say it's correlational in the fact that culture is drives what becomes popular in hip hop. And that gets into the whole conspiracy theories of like, you know, the media is pushing things. From a fashion standpoint, we've definitely seen a move towards more relaxed wear that can be used professionally, even crossing racial barriers.
You think hip hop has something to do with that?
Yeah, I definitely think hip hop culture and the growth in the mainstream amount of it has changed things. Because I, like, even my clothing, I mean, right now I'm in linens, but, you know, so now I have, like, some streetwear.
Yeah,
you know, Kanye
might stand right next to you and have your same outfit on.
Yeah, and, yeah, I, like, I have a shirt that, like, looks like a Yeezy shirt that it's just ripped because I've worn it for years. But I tell people it's my Yeezy shirt. So,
excellent.
We talked about the church. We talked about hip-hop. Do you think it's possible for those two worlds to coexist?
From a white perspective, I've seen a lot of white churches become more with it regarding letting more modern music come in and modern culture. And so I don't know about it from the black church perspective, but I feel like if it would move the same direction as typical white churches, you're gonna see, you know, Christian hip hop writers who wanna perform at their church. And, you know, it depends on, and I think the preachers in black churches have a lot more sway than in a white church, just from my perspective. So I think it might take a little longer, but I think it can be done.
You use the term Christian hip hop. We never said that.
Yeah.
You familiar with that?
No, I've never heard Christian hip hop.
Okay.
But,
cool. But the notion of
the notion doesn't seem
hip-hop.
Far off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ben,
so,
you're giving us more than we asked for. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Ben.
Yeah,
so that's Ben.
Yeah.
Uncle Johnny, the professor.
Jesus Christ loves you, Dad. He loves you, gentlemen. Hey,
how you doing?
You the rapper, aren't you?
Yeah.
Long time.
Sam.
This
is
your
last night. I rubbed my man last night, right? My man, we said we're going to talk to people on the street tomorrow. He said, my man Dave said, you got to meet the dude that Jesus saved God. And the exact way you just did it, he imitated. So your witnesses everywhere.
We got my man Sam here.
Known as the Jesus Saves Man. Somebody random said, you got to see the Jesus Saves Man. We out here.
Charlotte,
we didn't
been
look
uptown,
for him, but God brought us.
Heard him.
Excellent.
He heralds the gospel. What comes to mind when we say the American church?
My opinion?
Yes.
I think about the first going to be last and the last going to be first.
Mm.
The Bible says to him much is given, to him much is required.
Mm.
We got the greatest. I mean, think about it. The First Amendment right. Freedom of speech. Jesus saves! We should be shouting from the, as the Bible says, from the rooftops, from the buildings, amen?
Amen.
So
amen.
I just think, I don't want to say we failed, but there's hope.
Right.
2 Chronicles 7:14. Mm-hmm. If my people which are called by my name, the church in America need to wake up.
How about in particular the black church? Would your answer change at all?
The church ain't just a black church, a Spanish church, a white church. The church is whosoever will let him come to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is, right? When the world sees a black man with a Chinese man, with a Russian man, with an Australian man, worshiping the same Lord, they're going to look into this man.
Come on.
For our country, man, we need to wake up and get out of our comfort zones and go into the white churches, go into the Mexican churches, the Latino churches.
Excellent.
So when you hear the word hip-hop, just in general, what thoughts come to mind?
I think it's a way of life, like you say, a culture. Hip-hop used to be an idol for me.
Mm.
You know, back in my days, Tupac Shakur, he was one of my biggest idols. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think hip-hop is a vehicle that God could use to carry his message to the younger generation specifically, because it's not just a black thing, it's not just a white thing. It's hip-hop is global, amen, worldwide.
Yeah. The point we've been making, not even just young
anymore. Amen.
Hip-hop is grown up.
Look at me. Yeah. Look at 50 years old.
Do you see that these can be integrated?
Amen.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Done well?
Yeah, seen it with you all. Okay. You're no point blank. But yes, I my heart reaches out and I cry out to the younger generation.
Yeah.
That's our future. Yeah. I mean, think about it. We just one generation from the gospel being extinct, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just praying and hoping that these young folks who have this gift and this talent with this hip hop can use it to glorify God.
You know? Excellent.
Awesome.
Jesus
God bless you. Yeah. Amen, brother.
Yeah. Jesus
love
saved.
You guys.
I believe that what hip hop did was it actually introduced a fault line that divides generations. That divides generations, it divides cultures, and it even presents a fault line that divides ministry strategies and mindsets. And that's sort of what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this fault line that hip hop introduced, because I think we've never really acknowledged it.
You've just listened to Uncle Johnny and the Professor take their podcast to the streets, as well as a preview of the next episode entitled The Church That Hip Hop Built. You can watch the video version at youtube.com/IssacharMedia. That's IssacharMedia. Thanks for journeying with us, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Until next time, grace and peace.